Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
And good morning, Kale and Company. News Live this morning, sponsored for you this hour by American Heritage Credit Union. Last day of March, March 31st. And we're at 62 degrees, mostly cloudy. We're heated up. We're heading up into the 70s. But the question is, when will the rain begin? And will it threaten our Philadelphia Phillies home openers? That's leading, of course, many of our newscasts locally here. Very excited for a home opener. We do have in the news this morning as we follow up on what's going on. We talked earlier about a dozen arrested in North Philadelphia yesterday during amid celebrations at the Liacouras Center for Ramadan, unfortunately turning violent and police arresting mostly underage young people, teenagers in North Philadelphia. And we also had five people hurt, including three kids in a crash and a police vehicle. So that happened last night. Newcastle County police officer, we're told, was driving east Route 273 and Christiana Road when a silver Kia Optima crossed the grass median and struck that marked police vehicle. So three kids, one adult in the Kia rushed to area hospitals, and they are in critical condition this morning. The doctors were told have been able to stabilize the condition, but they're in critical condition. As far as the officer headed to work at the time of the crash. The airbag, we're told, in the officer's vehicle did go off, but then it trapped the officer in there. So the officer in this case also rushed to the hospital for treatment and is in stable condition. Just a horrible accident. Of course, the question is, what in the world happened that vehicle would cross over into that grassy medium? And I don't have the word on it.
I tell you, when those airbags come out, man, those are scary. Yeah. I had a buddy of mine 10, 15 years ago. He was fine, but it came out at such violent speed that it gave him, I forget how they classified it, but it looked like burns across his cheeks on his face because of the rough nature of the bag when it come flying out.
How's that sound effect? We've been talking this morning about President Donald J. Trump saying yesterday, "I'm not joking," when he was talking about going for a possible third term of his presidency, clearly triggering many people across the country and even, yes, Nick Cale's mother-in-law.
Yep.
This was in a conversation with, I guess, Kristen Welker of NBC News. And by the way, from this area, she's a native of Philadelphia, worked at NBC 10 locally, but apparently talking about the 22nd Amendment added to the Constitution back in 1951. And this was after President Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected four times in a row. No person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice. Everybody's quoting that this morning. But apparently NBC's Welker asking President Trump if one potential way to do this to a third term was having Vice President J.D. Vance run for the top job and then pass the baton back to Trump.
What if Vance played Trump like a fiddle, said, "Yeah, I'll do that," wins the election, and then says, "No, I'm not giving it to you. Go away. You've had your time." How about that for a heel turn?
I mean, the funny thing is, Trump is always, here's the thing, he's going to play where she asks him the question, and he's just going to play along. And so she asks him that, "What about this?" And he says, well, that's one too, but there are others. It's like the ultimate tease.
Everybody takes debait. That's why and it proved my point. I didn't even need to text my mother-in-law. I knew she would eventually text me. So I just waited, and I won't even respond. I might just, if this gets clipped on social media, I might just text her back the clip and say, "Here's my rebuttal to you. Watch it. Share it. Tell the world about it."
So we got that going on. We also had on Friday, we had talked about this, where J.D. Vance, the vice president, and his wife, Usha, they were visiting Greenland and one of our military United States bases there. And so Vice President J.D. Vance speaking out there and talking about the Trump administration does not think that military force is ever going to be necessary there, meaning in Greenland.
But it's clear we want to take Greenland, right?
Well, we would like
we would like to take Greenland, right?
What Trump,
did you have that on your bingo card, your MAGA bingo card?
That's right, Greg.
Does this move
That's
the needle
on my
for
MAGA
any of you
bingo.
Guys?
Take it, baby. Just take it.
Well, if 85% of the citizens there don't want any U.S. involvement, how else are we going to do it?
Well, by force, obviously.
We're going to do it by force?
Well, let me ask you this. I have a take and an opinion on damn near everything under the sun. Whether it's Canada, whether it's Greenland, Denmark, the renaming the Gulf of Mexico. You know, I know these stories have been out there in the news. I don't really have much to say about any of them. It doesn't do anything for me. Does it do anything for you in one way or the other? Does it make you feel great as a nation? Does it make you feel angry, like we're overstepping our bounds? I just look at these stories, because you sent the email last night, and there was like two or three links to different Denmark stories, and I'm like, I don't have anything to say about it.
Well, I will just tell you what J.D. Vance said.
Well, I can play it for you. Why don't we just do that instead of you Trump-splaining for us?
I'm not.
This I was territory, quote Greenland, this. Really matters for the security of the United States. It's extremely vulnerable right now. Yeah. And if the people of Greenland were willing to partner with the United States, and I think that they ultimately will partner with the United States, we could make them much more secure. We could do a lot more protection. And I think they'd fare a lot better economically as well. This has to happen. And the reason it has to happen, I hate to say it, is because our friends in Denmark have not done their job in keeping this area safe. They just haven't done it.
When's the last time Greenland was attacked?
For all of our friends in the American media who attack the administration for pointing out the obvious, what is the alternative? To give up the North Atlantic? To give up the Arctic? To China, to Russia, and to other regimes that don't have the best interest of the American people at heart, we have no other option. We need to take a significant position in Greenland to keep the people here safe, but to keep our own country safe, too.
So it's a good point. It's a good question. What exactly, because I don't spend much of my days thinking about the strategic element of, you know, Greenland. What is the strategic end goal for this administration that is anti-war and anti-force and only responds when you mess with us? And if you mess with us, we obliterate you into the dirt. I don't get, is it a resource grab here? Does Greenland have resources like other nations that we talked about that we need for your manufacturing purposes?
Well, we
I'm legitimately asking. I don't know.
I mean, we have a military base there. Strategically, it is it's at a critical place in the world. If you look at its placement, Vance went on to say toward the end, and I have the whole transcription here, but he said, the people of Greenland are rational and good, and I think we are going to be able to cut a deal Donald Trump style to, quote, ensure the security of this territory, but also the United States of America. I think that Trump, he's an expansionist. He think about the Panama Canal. He's looking at the world map and he's saying, what do we need to preserve the security of our country? It's not just about the minerals. It's about security. I think that's the bottom line with Trump. That's the way every president has their thing. President Obama, he put a rainbow on the White House. That's what he's known for. Putting a rainbow on the White House. That's his legacy. For Trump, he wants to make sure that in our country we are secured, and these military bases and these key points in the world for trade and for peace and prosperity, this is critical. And I think that's how he sees it.
So if the people in Greenland don't want it, we should still take it.
Did you take a poll? Why don't you take a poll of the people in Greenland? I don't know the people in Greenland. I don't know what their feeling
from
is.
From the reception I saw that they got over the weekend or on Friday, it wasn't very warm and cuddly.
Initially we heard, and again, I'm just quoting what we hear.
Yeah.
Initially what we heard, they were favorable to this, and then Denmark got involved, and now they're not favorable. I have no way. I honest to God, I don't know.
If this is about national security, to me, the bigger issue, the bigger fish to fry is China. And I say that on two fronts. It really, and I think this probably disturbs a lot of our audience as well. How is China able to buy up so much farmland in the United States of America? You know, in Florida and in states in the South.
Well, they're fighting that.
I know, and that should be fought far more than any, I think anything with Greenland. And then also, remember those Chinese police stations in big blue cities like New York? How do those even pop up? Those are the things that I would be worried about more so than Greenland, but that's just me.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable all these people defending this. Play cut 24, please.
I think that talking about anything too far in the future is way too premature. We do not think that military force is ever going to be necessary. We think this makes sense. And because we think the people of Greenland are rational and good, we think we're going to be able to cut a deal, Donald Trump style, to ensure the security of this territory, but also the United States of America. I'll do one more question.
I believe we have 17 bases on Greenland since 1945?
No idea.
I think it's 17.
Canada next. Do we want to take Canada too?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, Greg. I'm just triggering Greg. No, seriously. We have.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Since World War II, we've realized that Greenland is in a strategic place in the world, and we want to make sure that we have eyes and ears there. Bottom line.
I'm going to study the map tonight.
Study the map.
I am. I'm going to find out where all these countries are and start trying to think at a different rate.
You know,
if you would have read the article that I sent yesterday from the AP, it would have explained why we want Greenland.
But I've got no interest in Greenland.
Okay.
And also, so look, you know, the funny thing is that we all live vicariously through our kids. As Greg's son is just starting kindergarten, Nick's daughters are in middle school. When you guys, especially for you, Nick, you're at this point where your kids are starting to write all these papers and reading, hopefully studying a lot of history. And so then you relearn what you learned as a kid. And that's really when a lot of this comes alive. You start discussing with your kids and you do. I have this big globe like in our living room because we're always going like, well, what about my son David did a paper, was it last year? Talking about Turkey and Erdogan and why Turkey, if you look at it and why it's so critical. So all of a sudden, it all comes back alive from the time you were a kid and what has changed since you were a kid.
I'm looking at Greenland on the map right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand. What is the point of even thinking about it? It's literally at the top of the map. You can't even see it. I have to scroll all the way up on this version I'm looking at.
I'm going to get you a globe.
I had one as a kid. It was a beautiful one.
Like a really
good one. On one of those little axes. It was nice.
One more advanced clip on Greenland and Denmark. Cut 23, Phil.
And now I want to talk about, of course, the interaction and what Denmark, I think, has done. And sometimes in partnership with us, but let's be honest, what Denmark over the last 20 years has failed to do in some cases, because we know that unfortunately this place, this base, the surrounding area is less secure than it was 30, 40 years ago because some of our allies haven't kept up. As China and Russia have taken greater and greater interest in Greenland, in this base, in the activities of the brave Americans right here, we know that too often our allies in Europe have not kept pace. They haven't kept pace with military spending, and Denmark has not kept pace in devoting the resources necessary to keep this base, to keep our troops, and in my view, to keep the people of Greenland safe from a lot of very aggressive incursions from Russia, from China, and from other nations. Now, President Trump, as he says...
Okay, so as always, Russia and China, they're the boogeymen, right? It's, you know, one party fears China. You know, the Democrats are always like, oh, it's Russia, Russia, Russia. The Republicans are always like, oh, it's China, it's China, it's China. China's a far bigger threat than Russia. But again, I'm being serious here when I'm looking at the map. So let me ask you this question. So Denmark has failed to protect the security of Greenland. So you're telling me that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are offering to secure Greenland in exchange for what? You don't when you agree to a deal.
Secure Greenland from who?
Look, that's my question.
But
what do we get from that? The hell with protecting Greenland. I want to know
protecting them from who?
But what does the United States get from it? What do we get for that? What do we get for protecting another nation, regardless of from who? What do we gain from it? okay, I'm going to make sure that your country is protected because, as Vance said, other nations have failed to protect Greenland. What do we get first? If you're America first, like I am, what do we get from it? That's why I asked, is it something resource-wise? Do they produce something? Do they have something naturally in the ground that we don't have the sheer volume of? What do we gain from that? And then as far as Russia, China, and any other threats go, are they worried that Russia or China is going to basically get closer to inching closer to World War III and invading our country? And by starting by coming up from the northern border of Canada? Because if you look at Greenland on the map, it's legitimately at the top of the map. You can't get any more north than Greenland.
Well, maybe we want to...
And look how huge it is.
We want to control Santa Claus. I think that's it, because it's so close to the North Pole. We want strategic placement. So America can be the first place that Santa goes on Christmas night.
It looks bigger than Canada on the map.
It's huge, baby. It's very big, and Trump likes it big.
I'm sure the fact checkers on YouTube will let me know that Greenland's not bigger than Canada, but.
One thing I will say that, so Trump talks about and admires McKinley. McKinley was an expansionist. McKinley was somebody who was pro-tariff. And so I do think also Trump is a real estate guy. So he's looking to the future and he's saying, not that he wanted to take back the Panama Canal, but he wanted a better deal with the Panama Canal because we did get a bad deal with that. You don't hear anything about it because I think they're satisfied right now with the way that's going. But as far as Greenland, yeah, I think they would love to cut a deal and take control over it or have some kind of a better negotiation. But remember, Denmark is in NATO.
So therefore,
and so they're not
going to
screw with them too. You know what I mean? This is all part of the negotiation. But I believe we have 17 bases in total, bases.
Is that not enough then to protect them with our military bases?
Well, we have a right though if we feel that they're not doing a good enough job. This is a renegotiation. This is what they do.
Why doesn't Canada protect them?
Because Canada's, they're losers. And why would you trust...
Well, Canada's geographic.
No, why would you trust them?
Canada's geographic. No, I'm not saying you should trust them.
It's like down world we live in.
I'm just saying if Greenland
Canada's
is...
our enemy.
If Greenland
Russia's
is...
They're not our enemy.
If Greenland is so vulnerable to foreign powers, why doesn't Canada protect them? I mean, look geographically how much closer. I mean, Canada and Greenland almost touch.
Nick doesn't realize the world is a globe.
This map is very enlightening,
John.
It's been years since I looked at a map.
That is a funny line. Thank you,
but
John.
But I'm really, you know, this is fun for me. I swear to God, I'm going to get Nick Cale like a really cool globe.
I'm sitting here looking at the Norwegian Sea, the Labrador Sea.
See?
I'd like to throw my dog in the Labrador Sea.
But it's a lot of fun, and you will have fun with it to look at it and think about the map of the world, the globe of the world.
Yes.
Discuss it with your kids. I'm going to get Greg one, too, so you can look at it with little Dylan.
The bigger takeaway here is all the stuff they teach us when we're 5 and 8, we never use again in our life. I haven't looked at a globe in 30 years.
I'm telling you, it's a whole new day. Nick Hales, defund, get a globe.
More reason to defund the Department of Education. Teaching us all this, stealing our money, and we never use it.
But I think if you look at, you know, the most powerful job in the world, the commander-in-chief, isn't it a president's job to look at our safety and our security in a world where there is a lot of evil, and there are a lot of people who would love to overtake us? And so, yeah,
I am
100% for somebody who's looking to the future.
Carl says, every kid had a world map in his or her room but Nick.
That's right. No, I legitimately had a globe. My mom actually bought me the Encyclopedia of Britannica. Remember back in the day when your parents would buy you the encyclopedia set?
Yeah.
All like 35 books?
Yeah.
For those things, they sat there and collected a lot of dust. A bad investment. All right, did you wrap up?
Yeah, we need to wrap up here.
Did I wrap up the news? I completely forgot where. Did I do
that? Just do your sponsor so we can get out here.
I completely forgot we were in news. I was all into the globe and the map. Nick Cale's map. This is a new segment. Anyway, our news is sponsored by American Heritage Credit Union. At American Heritage Credit Union, they can really help you boost your savings. Choose a 12-month IRA certificate at 4.20% annual percentage yield or a 9-month certificate at 4.15%. Visit AmericanHeritageCU.org, federally insured by NCUA. This is Kale and Company News Live.
I love all these people on the YouTube chat that are now experts in Greenland and why we're doing this and the strategic nature of it and the 3D chess that is being played.
Yeah, they're the same people that think Mark Levin's entertaining. 855-839-1210.
Can I tell you what would be entertaining?
Yes.
Nick Cale going to Greenland.
Yes, I'd go anywhere.
Where in the world is Nick Cale?
It's cold as S there, according to J.D. Vance.
So is Blue Bell.
Is it freezing?
Yeah. It's rough. I'd have no interest. But I would do it for the sake of the show. We want to do a remote from Greenland?
No,
let's go.
I do not.
All right. Let me tell you about my friends at Natural Lawn of America. When choosing a lawn care service, doesn't it make sense to hire a company that provides you with better results while simultaneously protecting your family and your pets? That's why I chose Natural Lawn of America. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals, and they use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets from organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls. They make sure that your lawn thrives naturally, season after season, but don't just take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners switching to Natural Lawn and their safer services so that you can start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. Schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program today and get free seeding every year. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best. So call the best. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
William Crane said, look at a globe, not a map. I appreciate that.
That's what I said.
Yep. Marcus Aurelius, in regards to my SVT, says, fruit flies have a longer lifespan than Nick Cale. But they don't have a better attention span, that's for sure.
That's not nice. He's referring to his...
Oh, my God. I might not like it, but it doesn't make it less factual, right? Constitutional Tony says, my understanding is that Greenland has boatloads of natural resources on top of its position near Russia. Brian Reed says, strategically, Greenland would be a great pickup. It's like a free agency in baseball. We're just gonna pick up Greenland because the contract expired. Just remember, Reagan and Poland with the missiles. Also, they have precious metals within their ground in Greenland. That's our president, always thinking ahead.
Boom.
So, again, my thing was precious metals, resources. Like, if that makes sense, now, I mean, I'm not sitting here saying I'm advocating for the forceful taking of Greenland when...
How else are we going to do it?
I know.
That's my, you know, Jim says, why do you disagree? I'm listening. I disagree because how are we going to take it? If some wonderful deal is made and the people of Greenland are like, great, let's do this, fine.
Well, I do think...
But when the majority of them don't want this, and there's no other way to take it unless it's forcefully.
Okay. So let's get into the track record of Trump here, because I think that plays into the conversation. This is a guy who has talked about ending pointless wars, being a peacetime president, the only president never to start a new war while president, but he's a guy who says peace and prosperity. Do you put peace to the side for the sake of prosperity? Because I feel like the conversation will eventually either evolve or devolve into, well, you're a hypocrite if you're a Trump supporter and you say, end all the wars with Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Gaza, Arabs and Jews, yet you're going to run over and try to steamroll Greenland. So you throw that little monkey wrench into the equation here. Where does that leave this administration? Because I don't think it would be a war. I mean, does anybody, and I say this, and I'll get 9 tweets here in about 8 seconds. Does anybody know what Greenland's military presence looks like? I'm assuming it's probably smaller than the Jenkintown Police Department.
Well, it's us. We have 17 military bases there.
And there's like 60,000 people there. So it's not like it's a storming metropolis of, you know.
Yeah. But it's a huge mass of land. We have a lot of military bases there. So we do have an interest, number one. And number two, because that part of remember, Greenland was just a chunk of ice. And the story is, my people, the Norwegians, they named Greenland, Greenland, even though it's an ugly chunk of ice. Mm-hmm. They named Iceland, which is a green, lush, beautiful place with notably beautiful women. That's what it's really known for.
I learned that factoid you just said, Dawn. I learned that in Mighty Ducks 2, the movie. Yeah. Greenland is covered in ice, and Iceland is very nice.
Mighty Ducks 2 has got to be the movie clip of the week coming up.
That's right. Surprise what you can learn from a Disney movie before they got woke. There you go. So if you guys want to jump in on that, you can do so. 855-839-1210. We did mention this in passing when we were doing the DWC driving while caffeinated story. So we've been all over the place today, from Trump's third term to driving while having too much caffeine. But I do think this is interesting, and I've been sitting on this for about 2 weeks here. Josh Shapiro tweeted this on March 15th at 11:30 a.m. He says, let's not kid ourselves. Pennsylvanians who want to buy cannabis are just driving across the border to one of our neighboring states who have legalized adult-use cannabis. Instead of regulating this industry and creating real opportunity, we in Pennsylvania are losing out. Let's legalize adult-use cannabis and expunge the records of people who have been convicted for nonviolent possession of small amounts of marijuana. Have no problem with that. I'm all for generating more revenue. Legalize gambling. Legalize weed. I'm on board with that. And again, I'm not a weed user at all. Not that it's an issue if you are. So I'm not trying to stereotype people that use it for any reason. But then PhillyVoice.com had this story about 12 days ago. A Pennsylvania bill would shield medical cannabis users from DUI charges when driving unimpaired. This is from State Rep Chris Robb, R-A-B-B. 9 years after legalizing medical cannabis for patients, we have still not addressed this fundamental flaw in our law, he says, which could jail someone for driving weeks after taking their medical marijuana. Yet we as a government are more than happy to cash in on the tax revenue generated by medical cannabis. It's perverse but easily corrected. This legislation will set things right. So I'm not sure where you guys stand on this issue. I am opposed to driving under the influence of marijuana.
Or anything.
Or anything, just like I am prescription pills, alcohol. The only thing I'm on board with is driving while caffeinated. If you do that, you know, maybe these people are just insane. That being said, I do think it is kind of effed up that you could imbibe in some marijuana, recreationally or medically, and it be in your system weeks later, and you get pulled over for running a stoplight or whatever type of traffic violation you commit, and you end up getting a positive test for marijuana when you haven't had it in however long, and you are not even close to being under the influence. You're not high. You're not anything. That, to me, that shouldn't fall on partisan politics or along party lines. That, to me, seems like a major flaw in the system. So I have a buddy of mine who occasionally takes gummies. So he takes gummies. He got drug tested at work. This was about a month ago. And he hadn't taken a gummy in, I think, 10 or 12 days, he told me. Again, this is what he's telling me. This is what he claims. He got drug tested with a follicle. Unlike me, he still has a full head of hair. So they did a hair sample, and he tested positive. And his boss actually decided not to punish him, took him at his word, said, I trust you. You've been here 18 years. And he works in heavy machinery. He works for ConAgra Foods. And I was like, wow, so you really got off light. I mean, you could have lost your job. And he was panicking that he was going to lose his job. It just seems wrong to me. And I don't know what the exact answer is with the science and the testing. I'm not one of these people that uses weed. I don't have a medical marijuana license or a permit or whatever you get the documentation-wise to be able to take this stuff. I understand the benefits for those that need it medically. But do you think that's wrong right now in the state? And I know I gave you a lot there from Shapiro to this Democrat locally here. This story was written by Philly Voice. But where do you guys stand on that? Because that seems like we're punishing people when they don't need to be punished.
Well, I think two different issues. First of all, Josh Shapiro, Governor Shapiro needs this to balance out the budget because we have a shortfall in Pennsylvania. And as well, we've lost all the COVID money at this point, so we're kind of exposed. So that's going on. I know that our mayor, Sherelle Parker in Philadelphia, is dealing with a similar situation, but she wants to drop the business tax, as well as she's not doing the reassessments because all of our property taxes went up and all of that. So the taxation is a big issue. And Shapiro I think it's pretty obvious that he has his eye on the White House. And so he needs this, number one. But number two, as far as Pennsylvania being surrounded by neighbors who've already legalized this, he's right. Unless you have a strong stance whereby you say that this is wrong, that the legalization of this is just wrong or it's bad for Pennsylvanians or whatever, which I don't think he has, he's not wrong when he says all of our neighbors are doing this and they're just driving over to neighboring states and buying it. So why not? My biggest question, I will just say this, as far as this goes, where are we going with this? I don't have the answer.
Like, what's next?
Well, for years and years, we heard it was a gateway drug. So either that was a lie or what has changed. And then my next question is, well, how come you can't grow it right next to the basil in the windowsill of your kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Why not have it as an organic form? Because I think that the fact that anything they make is they're putting other ingredients into, it's not organic. And so if they're doing that, then I just think at the end of the day, that's not good for you.
Yeah.
And again, I'm somebody, I don't take Tylenol. I don't take, like, I don't believe in any of this stuff. I get that from my dad.
Mm-hmm. You don't take Tylenol?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. My husband has to, like.
So you use no pain relievers over the counter?
I don't believe in it.
For inflammation or anything?
Nope.
Good for you.
If you have inflammation, like, if I have inflammation, the
what
best
wacko
thing.
Wacko you are.
No, I know. No, I don't think you're a wacko at all. Good for you.
Way. Like, every once in a while, I will take something, but.
Do you pray it away?
What do you use? Do you use chiropractic? Do you use acupuncture?
There's a reason that your body has pain. If you fall and you hurt yourself or whatever, the pain is working for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason we have pain.
Right.
So just lean into it, suck it up, drink lots of water, get some sleep, and heal.
So if you have a headache, what do you do for
drink
that?
Drink water.
Wow.
If you have a headache, drink water. You most likely have a headache because you are dehydrated. Number one reason, drink water.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Good work out of you, Stensland. I like that. I was always very anti-pill for a long time. I mean, I use Excedrin and stuff like that from time to time, but that's pretty much where I draw the line.
So when you, over the Christmas holiday, because I'm fascinated by this now, over the Christmas holiday, you were sick. Your whole family was sick.
Yep.
You took nothing. Nothing.
Oh, you're talking to her.
No.
Both of our families were sick.
Yeah, all of us got sick. No, I didn't take any. I did not take anything. But what I did was, I think everything has, I'm reading all this about gut health, and my friend Mary loaned me her book about this, all of it. So I read a lot about it, but I remember what I did. I told you I did not eat food. I went on a fast. And so for a day or two, I would just fast and drink water, that sort of thing.
So when you get the stomach bug, do you not use like Pepto-Bismol or anything like that?
No, and there are a lot of studies that say you make yourself, depending on the stomach bug, you make it worse with Pepto.
Really?
Look that up.
I'm going to do a show one day where we just talk about what we don't take and why.
I get...
How about that?
When's the last time you took any sort of pain reliever for anything?
The funny thing is, I took something. Stacia, we were at a family dinner, and I had slipped in the yard and hit my tailbone on Saturday on that beautiful day.
That hurts.
So she's like pulled out her little, I don't even know what it was. It was like a gel Advil or something. She's like, just take this. So I did. I I took her thing because it was...
It hurts, right?
Because I was in pain.
Yeah.
She's like, will you just take this because she knows me? But that's the first time in a very long time.
I got hit in the tailbone. I got hit in the tailbone in 10th grade at a football practice. Face mask right in the ass. Oof. Yeah, I was waddling like Chris Christie for about 3 weeks.
Oof.
Yep.
It's painful.
It is. All right, 855-839-1210. What do you not prescribe to? What do you not take? We'll take your calls. Harry Mays with the cut sheet. He'll join us. Well, he doesn't really have the cut sheet. He's just going to partake in the cut sheet. Sometimes he contributes. Sometimes he comments. Greg will be the maestro, and it's coming up next.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
So you will not be getting a DWC later today?
No.
Because you have no caffeine
driving
in your system.
While caffeinated? No, that, not
right.
me.
Wow.
Not me. But I didn't know Dawn doesn't believe in Tylenol.
I did not either.
Well, she doesn't eat, and she doesn't believe in pain medication.
She's an extreme maha.
I mean, wow.
No, it's something my dad is pushing 90, does not take any prescription meds, zero. And so this is something he has been saying since I can remember.
Wow.
Yeah. So what do you do? Just like rub your scalp when you get a headache?
I don't really get headaches, to be honest.
Well, I don't either.
The truth of it is I'm really blessed.
Yeah.
So the reason I don't have to take a lot of stuff is I'm just blessed with good health.
Yep.
I'll just drink more vodka.
I was just going to say, you might get decaf coffee, but you never accidentally pick up non-alcoholic booze, though. That's correct.
No, non-alcoholic beer on occasion, but not, they don't make, I don't think they make non-alcoholic vodka.
All right.
Do they?
No, I don't think they do.
It's called water.
It's called what?
Yeah, right.
It's called water.
Perrier.
All right, let's get down to business. 7:52 on this Monday. Time for What's on the Cut Sheet.
What's on the cut sheet on this Monday? Sponsored by Rita's Italian Ice. Get ready for a burst of bold, fruity flavor. Introducing Rita's new Skittles Ice. Try it in a gelati or ice blender. Add even more fun with a crunchy new Skittles popped topping. Stop by Rita's today. Rita's. Thank you, Rita's, for sponsoring. Good day for Rita's. At least until it rains.
Yeah.
Opening day, Hare.
Woo.
Opening day.
I thought that was Thursday.
Home opening.
Home opening.
Oh, okay.
Home opening.
The Phillies won the series.
So. Yeah, 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Braves lost all 4. Mets lost 2 of 3. Good weekend.
It is.
Over the weekend, since we're on health, I figured I would start with RFK Jr. He was in West Virginia introducing the new Maha, saying that he's going to, they're going to ban these dyes and all that stuff. And he's being called out because he, quote-unquote, fat-shamed the governor, Governor Morrissey. Because he told... Well, let me play this. And then the outrage on social media, from both the left and the right, and when both sides are outraged on something, then I know I have to get involved in it.
Okay.
Because both sides are very upset by what he said. Roll this.
To know, I said to Dr. Morris or Governor Morrissey the first time I saw him, I said, "You look like you ate Governor Morrissey." and there was a lot of talk about getting healthy again, and I'm very happy that he's invited me to be his personal trainer. And I am going to put him. I'm going to put him on a really rigorous regimen. And we're going to put him on a carnivore diet. We're going to make him do... Raise your hand if you want Governor Morrissey to do a public weigh-in once a month.
Wow.
Hey, it's a terrific idea.
Me too. Thank you.
And then when he's lost 30 pounds, I'm going to come back to the state and do a celebration and a public weigh-in with him.
So over the weekend, everybody was like, he's fat shaming the governor. He called him out for being fat. He probably saved his life.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
Yeah. If you're offended by being fat shamed or witnessing it as a third party, you are probably softer mentally than the person physically that's being fat shamed. Like, sometimes you need a kick in the ass. Okay?
Yes.
Like, you know, now how I say to my daughter at 10 years old, maybe we don't do a bagel today. Daddy's starting to pick up on you gaining a little bit of a belly versus telling a 40-year-old are two different things.
Yeah.
Two different things. But like, and I get it. And I always throw this disclaimer out, Aaron Dawn. You know, I get it. There are some people out there with medical conditions where they've dieted, they've exercised, they've been relegated and forced into, you know, Wegovy and all this other nonsense. So for those people, I feel bad. But if you're fat for the sake of being fat because you're lazy, I don't feel bad for you.
I don't either. I'm all for a good fat shaming.
Agreed.
Every once in a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what works? I know it's, people say it's, you should not fat shame and it's cruel. But it works. It works. Mm-hmm. If somebody says, hey, fatso, then you're like, really? Oh, God, I guess I am. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It sticks with you.
Well, no, okay.
Soft, chubby, fat.
Thank you.
Children.
Thank you, JFK.
But first of all, though, let's point out that Governor Morrissey was in on this. And so they're holding a news conference together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the governor is helping to lead this thing, knew what he was going to say, and is in on it.
So even less reason for people to be outraged on both sides.
Agreed.
Because
right.
It was all a work.
Yep.
Yeah, but if let's just say, somebody is doing that to somebody publicly, and they're not in on it, that would be horrible. And I
do it all the time.
To who?
I've said that very same rip 100 times.
To who?
On the air, back when I was doing sports.
Like to another
that
individual?
So-and-so looks like they ate so-and-so. I mean,
yeah,
that's
not
a,
nice.
You know, that's old school.
Yeah,
sometimes
old.
you can't be nice,
nice
all the time.
Well, what are you, the doctor? Like, you're the, like, surgeon general? Look, no, I don't think it's right, especially post-pandemic. I think it's horrible.
What does the pandemic have to do with it?
The pandemic has everything to do with it. The pandemic, everybody gained weight. Look it up. The pandemic.
Look it up.
Everybody gained weight. Our kids gained weight. Everybody became unhealthy, fit, especially in this area where we had the most strict lockdowns in the nation.
I've gained 10 pounds doing this show.
See?
Well, radio's bad for your diet.
It really is.
It is. It really is. Just people are always bringing food into the studios. Yeah.
Well, that was shift work.
Well, not here. We haven't had food drops they don't exist. I don't get anything to eat here. I got to go to the vending machine. Which is also going to kill me.
When I worked with Bruno, I was 30 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All the Italian bakeries dropping off tomato pie every
2 days. There was something big to eat. Yeah.
But if you're a shift worker, which a lot of people who, you know, are waiting by 5:58 a.m. when we start now, which that's our new start time, 5:58, by the way.
It's not.
It kind of is. But a lot of people are already on the road. I mean, I have family and friends. They're like on the road. They're commuters. They do shift work. If you do shift work, look up the studies, you automatically are going to gain the weight.
I think we should all start a diet together as a show.
Like, and to get ready for the big...
Well, let me ask...
For the big bike ride.
Okay, hang on. Let me ask you guys this. Getting back to the original point of this, because we wander. Is fat shaming ever okay?
No.
Yes.
Sometimes it is.
Adult to adult, yes. Adult to child, probably not. Child to child, probably not. Now,
what about parent to child?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's no. Fine. It's fine.
No.
You got to be, it depends. Is it a boy or a girl?
Guys.
Is he 16 or is she 8?
I parent
differently based on the dynamics. You know, how old's my kid? What's the gender? I'll tell you right now. I'm tougher on Olivia than I am Mia. Because Mia's a gentle one. She's a very girly girl. She's more sensitive. Olivia's got a little thicker skin. I can coach
you
her
think.
Up like a boy.
Olivia's like you.
She is.
No.
She's pissed
more like you.
She's
they
angry.
All
she's
have
angry
tender souls.
At the world. Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
She's angry.
You're not
the world.
Right.
Yes. And she's ready to take it by storm. She wants to win everything. Mia's just content, you know, being, you know, in the club.
Harry, Nick really needs to lay down on a couch and have somebody analyze his thoughts.
Analyze him. Yes, I agree.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, totally.
Let's get an endorsement.
You do, pal. Not everything is a radio endorsement.
Yes,
some things you just need to do for your health. But
I'm a capitalist.
So I think that it is... But Dawn, don't you think fat-shaming somebody sometimes works?
No, not publicly, A. Not publicly. And B, if somebody's not asking you for your opinion, if somebody's not asking for it, then shut it. If it's your child, take them to a doctor... Take them to the even the nurse practitioner.
The doctor will tell you, he'll put you on some medicine.
No, they
that'll make
they
you
won't.
Fatter.
Here's
no, they
a
won't.
Shot.
You know what the nurse practitioner or doctor is going to say?
Yeah.
Just what he what RFK Jr. said. We need more protein in our diets. That's the honest to God's truth, and we need consistent protein, and it's bad for us. And I
Don Joe Rogan Stensland.
No, and I'm right here with it. Because you
on the paleo diet?
Even if, the paleo back in the day, it was the South Beach diet.
Yep.
Yeah,
and so, or if you have to do the nutritional shakes, if you're at a job where you can, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I love the shakes. I do that every day.
You do?
Yes.
Protein shakes? Really?
Yeah, protein shakes are good.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, if it's a friend, a family, a loved one, and you've tried everything, and then the last resort is laying into them. And by the way, also, fat shaming doesn't have to be you getting in somebody's face, dropping expletive after expletive. I mean, it could be in a more gentle, loving, caring way. Like,
hey, fatso,
if you don't get it together, you're going to end up, diabetic, have heart disease, and be toast. You know,
if he had fat shamed Chris Christie, would people be outraged by it?
It's a great question. It's a great question.
That guy needs to be shamed because he's not healthy.
Here's the thing. I'll just
sloppy
tell you,
Chris Christie.
Yeah. I'll just share something. I have a relative who, when she was 7 years old, she's now a few years older. But when she was seven, her teacher, who was more than 100 pounds overweight, and she loved this teacher, and she was a little girl, and she told the teacher, "But why are you fat?" And she was just a little. So the teacher starts crying.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Then,
terrific.
And this little girl was made to feel horrible. Do you know that teacher is now dead? She died.
Like, because she was so fat.
This is a true story.
From what?
From being fat.
From cardiovascular.
Instead of crying, she should have taken that advice
on a treadmill.
Yes, that little kid gave to her, and maybe she'd be alive today. Yeah. Thank you.
So then I was put down by the family, because when I learned that the teacher, who was not old, died, I said to the little girl, everybody made you cry and made you say you were sorry, which she didn't even know. She's a little kid. You know how little kids just say things?
Yeah, the kid did all she could to help out.
And so I said, you probably, if she had listened to you, maybe you would have saved her life.
Here's an idea. Why don't we just give Greenland to all fat people? We'll just ship them up and herd them on out, and they can roam around Denmark and, I don't know, do whatever they need to do.
But as far as RFK Jr., I think the point of this with a governor of a state who's volunteering to put himself up as saying, hey, I'm going to lose 30 pounds.
Yep.
Let's celebrate it. Let's all do this together. Is also, let's just point out, in America, we, more than any nation in the world, have this obesity epidemic for adults and for kids.
Right.
And the government is complicit with this.
So I gave you the stat last week. 77% of people 14 to 17 physically are unable to qualify for the military. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now, I'm all for what RFK Jr. is doing.
So
I just can't hear him do it.
That's
I just don't want to listen to him explain it. Can you have somebody else explain it?
I agree with you. He needs a spokesperson. He does.
Yes.
He does. Everything.
I volunteer. I've got the time.
Everything he does. In the next couple of weeks, you're going to be...
Oh, that's right. Mondays are booked.
Sitting in for Dawn.
Yeah.
But by the way, the whole thing is that we just need somebody to work him like a ventriloquist. You know what I mean? Like his words.
Like he should have like an AI speaking voice.
Every time he's on television, subtitles should automatically pop up.
Exactly. Closed caption.
Closed caption. Yes.
Utah has become the first state to ban fluoride in drinking water. I want to get both of your, or all three of your opinions on this. Roll it.
Utah has become the first state to ban fluoride in drinking water. It's pushing past opposition from some dentists and health organizations who warn that the move could lead to medical problems for some people. Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed the legislation on Thursday, barring cities and communities from deciding whether to add the mineral to their water systems. The Associated Press says that Florida, Ohio, and South Carolina are considering similar measures as well.
I have not consumed tap water out of a faucet with one of those Britas put on top of it. I have not consumed regular spring water out of a bottle. I have not had anything other in the water department other than alkaline water in 8 years.
And your heart rate is 210.
That's correct.
But my, what is alkaline water?
Well, it's nine anything above neutral, which I think is 7.5 on the pH scale. When I had my reflux issue, I had to start drinking alkaline water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the doctor was like, well, do you drink coffee? I said, yeah. He's like, do you drink alcohol? I said, yeah. He's like, do you like onions and garlic and tomatoes? Yeah.
Yes.
He's like, do you like acidic food? I said, I like anything with flavor. He goes, well, you've got a couple of options, and one of which was this, and I've never gone back.
Well, my question for you guys is that when you have a Brita filter, does that filter out the fluoride?
I'm not sure.
Some do, some don't.
From tap water?
I'll tell you what the government, all the studies, and this is from the National Center, National Library of Medicine. So there are studies from 2021-ish, but they say that all these different studies, research studies, both government and nonprofits, suggest fluoride is a human developmental neurotoxicant, reduces measures of intelligence in children.
Yeah, it's making our kids stupid.
It's
I was going to say that.
Well, that plus the smartphone, there's the dynamic duo.
It was
a way to sell toothpaste back in the day.
So,
Dawn is correct that it's making our kids stupid, according to some studies.
Yeah.
So, but will we, I mean, it's probably not a stretch to say the fluoride may have been helping our teeth.
Well.
Is that really true, though?
I don't know.
Or is that just a way to market toothpaste back in the when I was a kid?
Well, I mean, you get fluoride treatment when you go to the dentist, don't you? That's not, it's not toothpaste.
Do they do that?
Sure.
Still?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's still, I use, as far as toothpaste goes, I use Sensodyne. They still put, even though that's considered the best toothpaste you can use, especially if you have sensitivity.
You have bad gums?
Yeah. I got a little sensitive, little cold spots.
Oh, my God. Man. You're a mess.
Yeah. Wow. You are a total
really
train wreck.
He really is.
But there's still fluoride in the Sensodyne, so it still must be, I would assume, relatively okay for you.
You have a new ailment every 6 months.
Well, but here's the thing. With fluoride, with toothpaste, you're not swallowing it. You're not consuming it, right?
No, yeah. But it absorbs into your body, though, doesn't
I would assume the absorption into your gums is so minuscule that it probably does not have remotely the same effect as swallowing water with fluoride. I would assume.
In the Lancet Neurology, they put fluoride in the same category as toxic metals like lead, mercury, or arsenic.
Jeez. Yeah.
Well, that's no good.
No.
So.
Well, Dawn, I know you drink a lot of coffee, but do you drink water, and what type of water do you drink?
We have a filter in our, from the fridge. So I drink that water.
How much water do you drink a day?
She has
a ton.
Really?
She has Sherpas that come and deliver her and Larry water.
Yeah, the
water
Sherpas. That's it.
From the Himalayas.
I was under the assumption you're like Trump that you don't drink water. I've never seen you drink anything other than coffee.
Well, you know when I carry around the coffee mug or whatever, but you're assuming I'm drinking coffee. At some point, usually around this time when I run, I just put filtered water in it. So I'm just drinking water, not coffee.
Got it.
But yeah, I don't drink soda. I don't drink juice. I drink coffee and water. That's it.
I drink 3 of these a day.
Yeah.
So I drink about 100 ounces of water a day.
Eight ounce, right? That's what the minimum?
Yep. But none of it has fluoride in it, right? Because we're drinking it from
the filter.
Yeah.
It's filtered. I don't know if it takes out the fluoride, but
that's a good question, Harry.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure the YouTube chat will have the answer.
Does Poland Spring and like the bottled waters, do they have fluoride in them?
Probably.
You think? Yeah. So there's a campaign out. This is Cut 13, Phil. There's a campaign out to so we have to say the R word now when saying retarded. We have to say the R word.
You can't use that word anymore?
Well, I think they have an issue with the word retard.
Okay.
You can't say that. So there's a big campaign.
This isn't new.
Yeah, this campaign is new. This video that was released over the weekend is new, where they're trying to get people to stop saying retard, and you have to actually say the R word now.
Yeah, well, because there's a handful of right-wing social media influencers that love to throw that word around you know, obsessively, and then put pictures of Kamala Harris underneath the title.
Here's my there's a whole Twitter account called Find a R Word. Yeah. I mean, it just tweets at people. It says, "Here's one."
Yeah. If you're throwing these Democrats under the R word, like,
come on, it's funny.
It's funny. I get it, but I'm just saying you're not winning anybody over by doing that.
Here's the thing.
No, you're not.
Here's the thing. With these whole thing, like they're just words, for God's sake.
I agree.
And isn't it like?
Yeah, but
this is like mental retardation is a clinical term, isn't it?
But it's a stupid term because there's no such thing. The reason that I'm not going to use the term is it's a wrong term. The word retardation means to go backwards, and anybody who's around somebody with any kind of developmental delays moves forward. In ways that, by the way, even when the officials tell you, oh, no, they'll never fill in the blank. They'll never speak. They'll never do this on their own. Yes, they will.
By the way, all these self-righteous people that are sitting here with these signs that has the R word with a cross through it, you know, in their personal life and they're hanging around with their friends, they're saying the word.
Of course.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
But it's more accurate to say developmental.
It's harder to say it.
Yeah.
Though.
No, it isn't really. It's
the R word just sort of rolls off the tongue.
It's a fun word. You can say brain damage, which is accurate, brain damage, or you can say developmentally delayed or developmental delays. Mm-hmm. Those are more accurate terms. Yeah.
I got to tell you right now, the first seven.
So people can't say developmental delays. Who's the R?
Right.
Then
it's going to be a lot easier for me next month when I shank my first seven iron into the woods to say, God damn it, Nick, you effing R-word, then developmentally disabled.
Correct.
What would you say, Don?
I forget.
Peter M. says it's an effing slur. Is it?
It is a slur.
Okay. All right. I mean,
but it's more importantly, use your words. Like, words are powerful. So why use a word that's just so inaccurate?
Words are words.
Why use a word that's so inaccurate to describe something? It's a developmental delay. It's a brain injury. And by the way, a brain injury, rather than say like all these other terms, is something that you can heal, that you can deal with.
By the way, nobody's calling somebody who actually has these issues that. It's a derogatory word that guys use, and it's mostly guys.
Yeah. I would call Nick that on occasion.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
And you have.
Yes.
When he makes a really bad pick in football or something.
All right, roll this video. Oh, for God's sake.
Most people don't think about the R word as hate speech. That's exactly what it feels like.
All right, stop it for a second. Remember last week when I said I had a problem with hate speech? This is the problem. Okay. This is the problem why I have a problem with hate speech. It's because Yenta's like this blue-haired fossil is like, it's hate speech.
That's my neighbor.
This is exactly what hate speech is. Like, no, it's not. No, it's not. Right.
By the way, the Philadelphia Water Department, since 1954, puts fluoride into the water we drink.
Cool.
There you go.
To help prevent tooth decay.
Tooth decay? I mean, have any of us had...
It rots your brain, but it's good for your teeth.
This segment talking about developmental delays. Huh.
Well, judging...
It would be the water.
Being privy to Harry's dental bills, the fluoride has not worked in the city water.
No, it has not.
Yes, Christopher Grimm says all the brake retard signs will read brake R word. Yes, because the brake retardant, right?
You know what bothers me more than anything is these people, and I'll just assume that lady you showed us there in the beginning of that clip stalker is a liberal. I'll just go out on a limb. She's more offended by the use of the R word than she is by the destruction of Teslas.
Yes.
I have never understood the individual that's more butthurt over words. Yep. Than violent criminal actions, but that's just me.
We'll get to that in 1 second. All right, Phil, can you rewind this for these people? Yeah, roll it.
Most people don't think about the R word as hate speech. That's exactly what it feels like for millions of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, their family, and their friends.
While the R word used to be a medical term, it became an insult to demean those with intellectual disabilities.
70% of all social media posts about intellectual disabilities are negative, and 60% of those use the R word.
200 million people with intellectual disabilities are marginalized.
So I've mentioned many times on this show that my wife's sister has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
So my mother-in-law, who might be a Trump hater, but she's not a woke progressive. She's more of like your old school classic liberal Democrat. Her daughter is Down syndrome. She's 35 years old. She is not offended by the use of the R word when boys are being boys and guys are being guys, throwing it around in the setting that we talked about. Now, if a grown adult walked up to my sister-in-law while they were at the grocery store and said to my mother-in-law, what are you doing here with your R-word daughter?
Yep.
Like, she would be ticked off 100% about that.
As well she should be.
Right.
As well she should be.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, guys.
There's a difference here,
Jack. Words
Context.
Are words. But, like, yeah, if you go up to somebody who's mentally disabled and you said, you should be beaten. You should be beaten by every inch of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, a bunch of guys getting together and saying it, you know, in jest.
Yeah.
Like, is that the end of the world? And the problem I have with all these self-righteous D-bags that have, you know, these signs is, you know, they've used it in their life. You know they have.
So Marcus Aurelius is challenging Dawn on the definition.
Uh-oh.
He says the R word means to slow, to hinder, or to impede one's progress or development. It is an appropriate and accurate term. The R word have an impeded mental development.
Right.
I don't
so
know if you want
if
to get into the minutiae of it, but
if it's something that, and think about the break term. Yeah. What does it do?
Slow you down.
To a break.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, the word developmental delay is actually more accurate. For Down syndrome kids, I'll give you a great example. They used to say, institutionalize your child. There's no hope. Your child will never speak. Your child will never be productive. Well, we know that's just not true because some families said, nope, I'm not going to put my kid in an institution. And guess what? You see all kinds of people with speech. They're in different contests. There are even some of them are being mainstreamed into schools. And so it's just a lie and it's a misnomer. So it's more accurate, to be honest, if you just say brain injury, because it is a brain injury, and or to say a developmental delay.
Let me ask you a question, Dawn, since you love Elon Musk and you retweet him at every second you can. When he uses the R word...
I didn't hear him use the R word.
I mean, he uses it on Twitter all the time.
I didn't see
all
it.
The time.
Yeah,
I mean,
he does.
You can't tell because he tweets 150 times a day.
Yeah.
But
he does
use the R word a lot. So I'm just curious where people come down on their hero Elon Musk using it, you know, if he should use it or not.
When referring to Democrats, usually.
No, but just...
Yeah.
Just don't use it, anybody. Okay. Okay.
Just don't.
Just asking.
I mean, there's many times I would love to use it, but I know with a target on my back, I'm not going to use it. But again, I said earlier when we started this conversation, just using it so in such a cavalier fashion,
mm-hmm.
you know, to quote dunk on somebody politically, it's not a good look. I don't think you win anybody over to your side of the fence by using it in a political argument. When you disagree with somebody politically, I don't think there's an independent out there, undecided, and says, "Well, you know what? Elon Musk made a great point. He called Jasmine Crockett the R word. I'm going to vote Republican now."
Speaking,
right?
I mean, you're cool. You're going to get likes and you're going to get retweets.
Speaking of the R word, Jasmine Crockett. This is cut 16, Phil.
Proof that education is overrated.
Well, she claims that illegal immigrants contribute $100 billion annually in taxes.
Oh, is that right?
Roll this.
To be clear, undocumented folk contribute approximately $100 billion in taxes. They pay into Social Security, and they don't get to draw down on it. So stop, again, allowing them to divide us and to demonize them.
I'd like to know where she got that statistic from.
Yeah. Did she cite anything?
Yeah. No. Where does that come from?
We don't need to cite anything these days, Harry. Come on.
No.
Come on.
Yeah.
We just spout things out and it's
and
our
move
truth.
On.
So it's true. Exactly.
I mean, are the illegal immigrants that come here to work during the landscaping season, are they paying taxes when they're under the table? Highly doubt it. So I don't know where you got $100 billion from. If anybody can find where that's true, I'd love to know.
By the way, Carissa Dawn says, love you, Dawn, but none of this is accurate. I've worked with the in the disability field for 16 years, and most of our clients have genetic disorders, not brain damage. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what you said about that.
Well, when you're Down syndrome, I think it's either you were born with one extra chromosome or you were born with one short. I don't know. I think we're supposed to have 46 or 47 Down syndrome children have either one too many or one too little.
By the way,
some would say I have one too little.
By the way, the Down syndrome, like Nick, I'm sure you're. What, she's your sister-in-law?
Yeah, she gives me the middle finger every time she sees me.
I bet you probably have.
She should.
You have the most honest conversations with her than anybody else in your family.
Oh, I do.
Because
she's not gonna sugarcoat anything.
Nope, not gonna sugarcoat anything, and not regurgitate what I tell her not to.
Beautiful.
It's terrific.
This woman claims. I'm going to trigger Dawn here. This woman claims that trans women are more women than cis women.
Oh boy! So I'm going to step out of this one for a moment.
I'm just gonna.
We got to play to our strengths on the show.
Us three guys, can sit back and just let Dawn know.
So let's play this, and then the next 90 seconds are all done.
Roll it.
I truly think that trans women are the best of us.
The best of us.
The best of us. And not only do I not think that they take anything away from my experience as a cis woman, I think that they are actually one of the purest forms of womanhood and highlight some of the most beautiful parts of womanhood.
Yeah.
Because what do you mean that in our patriarchal society, you are going to throw away all of the privilege that you have as someone that was born a man and choose girlhood, even when it means you have a life expectancy of 40 and you instantly become the most at-risk woman in your society? Like, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
What?
How does any woman see someone fighting that hard to be one of us and your gut reaction is to call them a man? No, babe, they're more woman than you will ever be.
Wow. Dawn is speechless.
That rationale makes no. She makes no sense. She just makes no sense.
First of all, what is cis anyway? When did that become?
I don't know. Nick uses that word, and you need to stop because I don't.
No,
it's a made up word.
That's the way the left loves to target us straight white
regular people,
straight white men. Yes. No, the straight white cis male is the definition of toxicity.
Yeah.
The straight white cis male is everything that's wrong with America. The straight white cis male is the reason why we have structural racism and all this hogwash.
Well, there's male privilege, too.
Yeah,
I just learned
there's male
from this
privilege.
Conversation.
Yeah, type A, alpha males.
So her point is that it's such a... You get so much advantage to being a man that this person is giving up their manhood to be a woman, and we should respect them. They want to be a woman so much that they want to take the privileges they have of being a man and get rid of them to be a woman, so therefore they're the purest form of woman.
Wow. That's a great explanation.
Thank you.
In bizarro land. And I would ask her, why is... She says that the average life expectancy is age 40.
Yeah.
40.
For who?
For a transgender person?
I guess for trans.
And is that because...
You chop things off?
Is that because they have a mental health disease?
Or because you chop things off.
And they're doing self-harm?
Yeah.
Or because they... I mean, what...
Yeah. It's a good... It's a very interesting point. Like, why is that? Like, first of all, we don't even know if that statistic is true. But you don't see a lot of aging trans people, right? It's always younger people that are trans people, right?
Yes. Yes, it's because it's a regional, generational mental health decline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's but why. I mean, was this... I don't remember this ever being a thing when I was a young kid.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Well,
and that was in the 70s.
It's just always at risk, always under attack. You're just flooding your timeline with your pontifications.
Suicides, mutilations. It's an interesting question. If that statistic is true, and I don't know it to be, but if it is, like, that should be looked into.
Mm-hmm.
lot.
Right.
Like, why are trans people only living to the age of 40?
I'll rule out one reason. They're not being bullied, harassed, and intimidated to the point where they take their own life.
Well, that's what the media would have you.
Oh, of course,
believe,
of
right?
course.
Yes.
That trans people aren't safe.
Yes.
Because people are looking at
Trump has taken all of their.
They're
rights.
Being hunted down.
Yes. Yep. 100%. They're being hunted right. down, and they're not safe in this country, and they have to leave.
Can you just imagine being... Now, that lady in that video, she was a biological female?
Yes.
So
I believe so. I think she was a cisgendered female.
I mean, she's sitting there trying to tell other biological females that were born with a vagina and two breasts that they are less woman than a man who is trying to remove his male genitalia and then surgically add a vagina and two breasts is more woman than the one that came out naturally.
Yeah. And I tell you, the way Greg described it, I kind of believe it.
Yeah.
That was one of your best descriptions.
You're giving up your maleness.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to put that on a demo tape.
That's just what I need, a demo tape. So I can go work in Market 97. No, thank you. This is
Greenland. You can go work in Greenland.
You can do afternoon drive in Greenland.
You could be the Howard Stern of Greenland.
It's strategic. It's strategic, Harry. Strategic.
Right, right.
JD says, if we can't use the R word, then they can't use cis because I'm offended to be referred to as cis. I agree with that. I agree with that. I do not like the term cis. Okay, let's get into since we're down this road of the R word and mentally unstable people,
somebody who is the R word is not mentally unstable. Though
no, totally different.
Okay,
no, I said the R word, and then that last woman that we referred to, who is definitely mentally unstable, in my opinion. Let's go to these people that are graffitiing and doing things to Teslas. Nick made reference to this in his big take this morning, but this is local. So this is, I don't think we have to say alleged anymore because I think he's been arrested, right?
He's been charged.
This is 55-year-old Chad Rittenbaugh. He was busted for, allegedly carving a swastika on a Tesla outside of the Planet Fitness there in Doylestown in Bucks County. Let's roll this video here. These people are so dumb that they don't realize that... You can roll the video, Phil.
Analyzing a Tesla outside a Planet Fitness in Doylestown on Monday morning, the victim says he found a swastika scratched into the side of the Tesla and then checked the vehicle's surveillance video, which, well, recorded the incident. Employees at Planet Fitness were able to identify the man. Central Bucks Regional Police say he faces criminal mischief, harassment, and disorderly conduct.
By the way, this, according to the report, Chad Rittenbaugh, he's an accomplished sales and operations management professional with 20 plus years of international experience in the hospitality and travel industry.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Looks a little mentally unstable.
He looks a little unstable to me.
Yeah. He's got the Olbermann thing going, the weird glasses, the hair color. Yeah.
Do these people not realize that they're walking or they're driving surveillance cameras?
I actually think a lot of them don't.
I agree with you.
Because I did not know that until last week.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there's cameras all around it. And it's these people just have no They have no idea.
This 55-year-old local guy who's now facing these charges, I imagine that he will also be sued, and he will have to pay to completely repaint that vehicle.
As well, he should.
And so that would be expected. And perhaps the victim in this could even sue for somebody who intimidated, a hate crime, and get a settlement against this person. So I think, for people who are protesters who cause damage like that, they should be sued and they should have to pay.
Agreed on all of that.
The one thing I would say, and again, I do think when it goes to the level of firebombing and Molotov cocktails, things like that, I do think it's domestic terrorism.
It's mostly peaceful, though.
It's intimidation.
But this notion, I've seen a lot of people throwing around in regards to the swastika stuff, which I believe that was what happened here, right? It was a swastika that he put on the car?
Mm-hmm. Allegedly, I think we have to say.
Yeah. Well, it was a swastika, but it is this guy who's identified is accused of it.
Yes.
Thank you, Don.
Now, this guy could very well be anti-Semitic, but it does not mean, but by him putting the swastika allegedly on this guy's car, That does not mean he's anti-Semitic. I've seen a lot of people, you talk about false labels.
Yeah.
That does not mean you're anti-Semitic. You could be trying to imply by putting that swastika on this guy's car, allegedly, that the guy driving it with the swastika would then be perceived by others to be anti-Semitic. Now, if I had to guess, I'm just guessing here, I'm guessing this guy is a left-wing nut, and if I asked him, what side do you fall on, Hamas or Israel? He's probably pro-Hamas.
Yeah.
But labeling people anti-Semitic, I've seen it a lot on social media, is factually incorrect for what that's worth.
This is, you made reference to this earlier, I think, Nick. These are protesters outside of a Tesla dealership in New York City chanting, "Burn a Tesla, save democracy." Roll this. Look at these people. Can you imagine, like, wasting your time? I think this happened on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful day outside. And you're wasting your time standing outside a Tesla dealership with your dumb signs.
Yeah.
The best part
of
all of
these people golf.
Yeah. No. Get a hobby, folks.
That's why you need a hobby.
Yeah.
Just preferably don't golf where I am because I'm trying to get done
Stay away from me.
Yeah, go play at a Muni. But here's the deal. I mean, that was Saturday, and that was New York. I'm guessing relatively same temperature, probably about 80 degrees.
And 75,
And there are people walking around with COVID masks in that video.
Yeah.
Wearing a COVID mask.
These are mentally ill people.
When it's hot as hell out, 5 years removed from a pandemic.
Yep.
They're afraid to go outside.
Yep.
They really are.
100%.
Yeah.
And then your message is, in order to preserve democracy, to burn Teslas.
I know. It makes absolutely no sense.
Finding fraud in the government. Yeah. That's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. R word applicable here?
Yes.
See, everything comes full circle. I like that.
Part of this is who is promoting this?
Who's funding it?
And I do feel that the groups who are promoting this, and as well the so-called mainstream media, the CNNs of the world, they're complicit in this. They're playing people. They're convincing people that somehow somebody is a Hitler enthusiast, that somehow somebody in this administration, invented or has these Teslas. And first of all, the dealership is a separate person. But to convince people that this kind of violence is okay, I think that anybody who promotes that and reports it wrongfully is also complicit and should be named in all the lawsuits.
Yeah.
So if I'm the victim in Doylestown, I'm going to name all these other, I'm going to name everybody, get a biggity big lawyer. And I hate to start saying this because I'm not a litigious person, but the lawyers always wins. You always said this. Seriously, just start suing and naming the corporations, name CNN, name all of them,
Chuck Schumer.
Say they are all complicit. And make them hire lawyers and make them go and have to defend themselves in court. And maybe, just maybe, they'll get the message. Because it's ridiculous.
Well, to your point, I mean, this is courtesy of freedomnews.tv, which is a feed that a lot of social media Republicans follow. I'd love to know locally, did WPIX, is Pix 11 still a thing in New York, Dawn?
Sure.
Yeah,
did the mainstream local New York outlets cover this story Saturday night in their late news?
It's one thing to cover something. It's the way that you cover it.
Agreed.
And that's a
news.
Piece of it. And
it's
by the way,
it's news to cover it. Yeah.
And let us not forget, Fox News, the parent company, the corporation, paid an unprecedented amount of money. That was after the Dominion. Remember, Dominion sued them. And so when you report something, and if you don't have your facts, and that's why, in all seriousness, why, you know, Greg, like I'll say allegedly and this and that, because it matters.
Yes. Yeah. My one and only job is to protect the license of this radio station. Did you guys see this story? Because there's more to it. It was the front page of the Sunday New York Post. This woman who was on the subway in New York, speaking of New York, and there was a guy with a MAGA hat on, and she started yelling at him and saying that he was he was supporting a rapist or a Nazi or something like that.
Nazi, yeah.
And they got off of the stop. She chased him to try and grab the hat from him, and she face
and fell flat on her face.
Play this video. I don't know if you guys saw this here.
I didn't know.
Wait. Hang on. This is. There's cursing here, so I have to play this. Hang on. Start it over, Phil, and go.
That's why you won. like money. That's why he won. That is why he won, because the people like you need to stop the begging for.
Bro, just like, chill, bro.
You're okay. Look at it. He's a racist.
Can you pause that?
Yep.
I get the feeling. Now, you can't see the guy. So if you're not watching, on the right-hand side of the SEPTA, or the train,
yep,
is the white chick yelling at the white dude with the MAGA hat.
Yep.
On the left. But
he's standing by the door.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that does that sound like a black man defending the white guy with the Trump hat? Listen to this again.
He's off camera, though. You can't see him.
Yeah.
Right.
But take a listen to this.
Wait, let's start it from the very beginning again, Phil, if you will. Start it over and go.
That's why he won. Because people like money. That's why he won. That is why he won, because of people like you need to stop the begging for.
Bro, just like, chill, bro.
You're okay. Look at it. He's a racist.
How can I be racist?
See, pause it right there. So she is saying to the Trump supporter who's white with a red MAGA hat that he is racist. I infer that she is talking to a black man saying, you're okay with him being a racist.
Yeah.
To which the black guy, not saying he's a Trump supporter, thinks that the whole Trump MAGA red hat thing labeling people racist is a little fugazi. But you can continue.
All right, ready, go.
These poor other people on the train.
I know. Now watch, this is the best part of the video where he gets off. He turns off his head, and she chases him. Watch this. Chases him. Oh, she face
down. That's
amazing. Down goes Frasier.
Karma's a bee, isn't it?
So she was identified over the weekend as 55-year-old Alberta Testanero.
Mm-hmm.
She works with luxury brands, including Tiffany & Company, Coach, Bergdorf Goodman, and Kate Spade. She's an experienced team leader. And experiencing later, I have a keen understanding of the relationship between corporate strategy and creative vision, her LinkedIn profile says.
So another unhinged liberal female in corporate America in her 50s, probably not married, probably doesn't have kids. Yeah, that is the most violent. Not, I don't want to say violent because she wasn't violent there, although she's chasing after him. So you could imply she was intending to inflict bodily harm. But these are the most unhinged. This is the group that I swear to God, I really thought that would be what cost Trump. And I'm glad it didn't. But that was what I told you all fall. Like, if Trump loses, it's because of that person right there.
Yeah.
Thank God it didn't happen. Dawn, they're not healthy.
No.
You have to help them.
No, and you wonder what happens to her in her job.
Right.
Selling
all those bougie brands.
Yeah, a coworker did interviews in New York, I guess, to some of the print media, and the coworker said that Testanero is known regularly at work to argue with Republicans and calls out people at work that she deems racist.
Oh, can you imagine working with somebody like that?
Oh, God.
These poor people just want to do their job and go home.
All right, so here's the question.
It's kook.
Let's say that she's your boss and you're making 400 grand a year, but she's going to chastise you. Are you quitting, or is the salary too good to pass on? You just take the abuse and give it back.
Give it back?
Yeah, give it back as in give it back to her, like, you know, go pound sand, you lost.
But look at the poor guy who's running from her, who she's harassing.
Mm-hmm.
The guy just wants to get away from her.
Yeah.
You know, and runs away from her, and she's chasing somebody down.
I mean, feel bad for those guys that are sitting there just swiping on their phone, just waiting for their exit.
Yeah.
They're just trying to tune it out.
Another, this is Cut 25 here, Phil. This is another 61-year-old female Tesla driver who's assaulted inside her own car after being chased down. The woman, who was identified as Susan, was driving on Route 66 in Flagstaff, Arizona, when the assault happened. Roll this. I think you can just sit. Like, I think there's just
take
a video.
Take a look at this. This is video from the victim's Tesla camera. It shows a green car pulling up to a Tesla on busy Route 66, then swerving in front to box the Tesla in.
Oh, my God.
The driver then walks over to the 61-year-old woman in the Tesla and reportedly starts hitting her while she's sitting behind the wheel.
What is wrong with these people? That's physical? That's felony? That is felony assault.
The passenger of the green car appears to walk over and pull the attacker away. They finally get back in their car and drive off. We spoke to the victim today who said she was terrified and can't understand why anyone would do this.
I was just stunned, and I wished that I would have had someone with me that would have protected me. I'm just appalled. I didn't buy my car for a political statement. I bought my car because it's really fun to drive. And my politics have nothing to do with that. And I'm ashamed of our society.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, so am I.
They're probably on the same side politically, too,
that's the crazy thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Good chance that I would say more than 50% of Teslas on the road are either owned by people that are on the left or apolitical and only bought it because, like she said, it's a cool vehicle.
Can you imagine?
It's fun to drive.
Just like what you drive now and the car that used to be championed by the elites and the liberal left is now, like, people are being beaten up because of the cars they drive.
You're now a target.
They're just, by the way, these lunatics are just making more MAGA voters. That's all they're doing.
You think?
Yes, 100%.
Well, yes.
100%.
But,
that woman, if she was on the liberal left and, you know, got the, you know, crap kicked out of her by some angry dude, she's like, screw these people. Like, why am I fighting for these people? F them.
Well, I'd like to think you're right, Stocker, with that being a net positive. But if you look at Lancaster County and we see what happens later this week in Wisconsin, you can have all the Tesla terror you want. If Republicans don't get off of their fat asses and vote for somebody when Trump's not on the ticket, you're going to lose. I hope you're
and
not
they're being outspent 10-1.
I'm going to have to play it. Here we go.
Harry, get your fat ass out of the couch.
See? He was fat shaming me.
He was. He was.
He was fat shaming me into voting. Dawn, what do you think of that?
Don't just make the assumption that you're going to win every election because Democrats are crazy. If you don't vote, you're going to lose. And I hate to say it, but Trump's not going to be on every ticket. He's not going to be on every ballot. He's not going to be around forever. You're going to have to find somebody else that you like. Vote for him. Vote for anybody.
We should break and come back and do more.
Yes.
Because we've been yappering for almost an hour here.
All right. Kale and Company, we continue with the cut sheet after this. Stay right there.
Marvin E. Canston.
We got to talk about my friends from Marvin E. Cans. You got to meet them on our Friday of our big day of our thon. But keeping your home obviously efficient and safe, no matter what the season, we're in springtime now. It's time to call my guys at Marvin E. Cans and get ready for spring and summertime this season. Marvin E. Cans, third generation owned and military veteran founded company. Take my advice. Just call Marvin E. Cans to get your furnace and your system checked for this spring. If they feel your unit needs to be replaced, they're going to give you an honest assessment at a fair price and install a high-efficiency train furnace. Hard to stop a train, as they say, T-R-A-N-E. So just contact my guys, Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning, Marvin E. K-A-N-Z-E.com, MarvinEcans.com. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.